3FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Sounds good so far, yeah.
Okay, like you said, you got on a rant. Can't believe that with you, but you got on a rant.
Exactly. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're bringing your sports your way every day. You can check us out on Twitter. Get ready for these. At 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. And you can check us out on Facebook at 1700 The Champ. We just had a discussion about Facebook that we're going to do a better job of syncing our conversations during the day, because the person who is running the 1700 The Champ Facebook page
is
does a really good job.
Right, and is, quote-unquote, we are part of the same team.
Yes.
It's 1700 The Champ's Facebook page, not Steen on Sports.
Yes.
Or Happy Hour Sports. Right. So, but it's makes sense for us to
makes total sense
to be better at blending.
Yes, and 1700thechamp.com podcasts are up, so you can check them out wherever you download your podcasts. We have Minnesota Twins and Padres today, tomorrow, right after we get done. We'll go through like our 3.5 minute break after we get off the air, and you'll go right into pregame. So two fun games there. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Cubs come to Cubs. I think the Cubs must come to town.
Come to for
baseball. I'll have to look. Do you have your?
Friday, Saturday, Friday, dude. I've got it. Numbers on it, and what their schedule is, and how much of a skid they went into. But anyway, the Friday, the 12th, the 13th, and Sunday, the 14th, the Cubs are in Minnesota.
They're in Minnesota. Good. And because that would make sense. And then I bet, well, since that's there too, the Dodgers must be coming in then too, Monday, Tuesday. That's some good. If you're in Minnesota, man, that's some powerful stuff.
Well, usually we have, since we are an affiliate, we usually have the schedule, the Twin schedule in here as well. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it.
That's Randy Wayhofer's. That's iCubs.
iCubs. Okay.
Which they're back.
They're back in town. We'll do the iCubs as well here. I also want to thank our sponsors, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. We'll talk more about them as we go. I just need to click here.
Where are you going to? What are you trying to get to?
I'm getting to iCubs here just to say what they're...
I got it.
What the fun stuff is this week.
You got that.
So the big one is I think all three of my boys commented on that it is Black Panther, Captain America.
Marvel Night. Right.
I think that is...
But it starts tonight. They are on a Tuesday through Sunday. Mother's Day. Yes. Tuesday through Sunday against the Toledo Mud Hens. And... I know we've got fireworks on Friday. They're doing tonight is bring your dog to the game, and also dog night, meaning hot dog night.
Hot dog night, not cooking dogs.
No. Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. All right. So you said you got on a roll last night, and I apologize.
I just had a lot of stuff that I talked. And you brought this up, one of the ones. You know what? Even though we may not want to understand this, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark were perfectly fine. Caitlin Clark, I guarantee you, had no problem with what Angel Reese did.
No.
And I think they're understanding that they're connected now. And
right.
When you take her 900,000 followers and her 900,000 followers.
I think Angel Reese was way north of 900,000.
Yeah, I think she jumped, got over the million. She did.
Jumped 700 in 4 days or whatever when it went down. So, I
just think that's cool.
If both of them can figure it out, that they, the understanding that they are, their own marketable entities, which I think both of them understand that.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's the brand of Caitlin Clark, the brand of Angel Reese. It's what Kim Mulkey is putting together down there, this super, I mean.
I'm here to tell you that it won't work.
Well, but I'm also here to tell you that she's not putting together this, oh my gosh, this is going to be so cool. She's putting together the Dark Empire.
Oh, yeah.
If
she's bought in.
Oh, she, yeah, exactly.
She just, the more people talk about her doing it, the more she gets away with doing it. It's awesome.
But instead of having a Darth Vader mask, she's got, magnolias on a blazer, for Pete's sake. But, oh no, you're right. She's all her chips in.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame her. Listen.
Do you think quietly the Iowa WIMS program is going to, I mean, obviously not do, hey, we've got this number one, we've got this coming in. I mean, they would have pulled somebody notable, I guess you're saying, into the Iowa team, or do you think we've got the right person going in to Monica's place is going to be huge. We got to fill them shoes, literally.
And it's going to be different. Because Hannah Stolke is going to take a lot of those minutes.
Right.
And that's not
going to
be, that's not going to be, hey, we're going to pass the ball inside to her. That's going to be, we're going to be running down the floor a lot.
So they're going to evolve the game.
Yeah. It's going to be a different game. And that's fine. And Caitlin's, the really funny thing is, Caitlin's freshman year, her and Monica on the same plane, and then Caitlin a little bit up, but Caitlin's still knowing, hey, she's got to get me 20 points. I got to get her that. She's got to get rebounds.
Well,
and in these last 2 years, they've really connected, but so has everybody else. So it doesn't have to be Caitlin doing it.
But just to watch Caitlin's passes, even though we've talked about this many times, to watch Caitlin passes too, Mon, it was
unbelievable.
The timing.
Yeah.
Those two, and then somebody else, foul trouble, and Monica would go out, and then it just wasn't quite, because it is such a no-look, bullet-speed pass to a point, be there, and Monica was there all the time and would get the pass and no bounce and made the shot and got her 28 points instead of the 20 that she needed or whatever.
And that's going to be the interesting thing.
To me, it was the connection was there, but it took a while. How can you just jump right in to have somebody that knows the timing, has the connection, and is there again?
Two peas in a pod, best friends. They're always going to be best friends.
Right.
And you're going to miss that. So you were right. It is dog day. So dollar dogs, bring your pup to the ballpark and have a howling good time. That's good. Good job.
Wow.
I wonder if Randy did that.
No. That reeks of Randy hiring somebody to come up with that.
And the biggest one, I guess we need to say this, is baseball bingo night. Take your seat for the game and play bingo as you watch. Presented by Cumulus Radio. So I guess we need
Very
to say
nice.
That. So
nice.
I'm cross promoting.
Okay, do you know? See, look at you. Your level of maturity just is awe inspiring.
It's amazing.
And I love this because, I mean, it was. I playfully asked when Randy was in here. So what? And he's like, "It's what you think it is. That it's, if there's a double, you mark your sheet. It gets all these different things." I likened it more to the Iowa State Fair bingo, where you see a tube top or a mullet or a pregnant woman smoking type of thing. I mean, that's fun bingo too.
It is fun bingo. And that's on your phone and played by many Iowa State Fair.
Yes, it is.
So
speaking of the Iowa State Fair.
Yes.
Big day coming up on Friday.
It is.
We've got Bacon Fest is truly finally upon us. We are going to be blessed by Mr. Brooks Reynolds by letting us, we're going to be in the VIP area. We are going to be doing the show from 4 to 6.
Yep.
Love the comments, the actual comments that we got on the 1700 The Champ Facebook page. We will be getting out there to let people know who are going to get
tickets.
Ten pack of tickets. Got a little bit of, I guess, paperwork to make sure we get taken care of as well. But it was good to see the responses that people are listening.
That's why I
excited.
Like you're here. Paperwork.
Paperwork.
I don't like paperwork.
You don't like paperwork. No, I know. But there's things that we have to do.
There's rules.
Rules and liability and all sorts of good stuff. So, let's see. Did you watch a little golf last weekend?
I did.
Okay.
Wyndham Clark.
Wyndham Clark. I was going to say his name is Wyndham.
Another first-time winner of.
Yes.
And Wyndham Clark, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, it's that grouping.
Right.
That they were all,
exactly.
So that grouping's taking over. Now, Jordan Spieth's hurt a little bit, so that's going to...
Wrist injury. I guess I missed when or how he did it. I'm guessing it wasn't a Red Bull, or excuse me, what's the little fireball celebration with Wyndham afterwards, and he slipped or something like that.
Exactly. But that grouping, you know, it's a big time grouping of guys that all came up together, and I guess the fun one, and we actually talked about him, I bet you a little more than a year ago, that you're like, God, you just feel sorry for Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler's back.
Yeah.
He's playing really well.
Yep.
So fatherhood and all of that had, you know, because it was always everybody and their girlfriends and Ricky. And then Ricky got married and they had
a youngin'
right away. So it's exciting for them. I love, we talked about it a bunch. On Netflix, you watch the golf thing. It's just like, if you don't understand Grand Prix, go to Netflix, watch the series, and you'll get hooked. And the fact now that you're going to have one in Vegas and you already have one in Florida, I mean, it's winning over people here. But you know what I'm having a hard time with? I don't want to stay up until midnight to watch the second game of the NBA. It's taking the NBA away from kids. You can't stay up that late to watch the game. And it's hurting the game. And the games have been great, but it's really a big downfall. And here's the crazy thing. So we're going to talk about this here in a second. But you're talking about the NBA, and it is on, and it's ready to go. And tomorrow, no one's going to talk about it. Because you know why? The damn football schedule comes out for the NFL tomorrow.
Well, and trust me, the NFL loves that.
Yes, they
do. Loves that, that we can, and they will bleed it out for the release of the schedule. A couple things I want to touch upon, too, because it's unique to our relationships that we have outside of the station, outside of our daily jobs, but we've grown up with a baseball family that our boys used to play. We've only got Brandon's the only one still playing ball. Well, I take that back. A couple of them are still playing ball. But anyway, Brooke, playing for Purdue Fort Wayne.
Burke.
Excuse me. I was thinking Brooks. But anyway,
Burke
plays for Purdue Fort Wayne. The Mastodons, they made it into the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
So it's like the NCAA basketball tournament, except it's golf. So that was cool.
And it's not, they're not in Florida. They're not in South Carolina. They're in Michigan.
It's going to be beautiful. But we're waiting to hear because the Mount Mercy, which is, I'm very, very familiar with the Mount Mercy school. My son plays baseball and his girlfriend plays for the softball team. But their announcement for the NAIA national tournament is coming up, and Mount Mercy is going to be in that tournament as well. So Selection Tuesday is going on right now.
Both or girls?
Girls.
Softball. Because they came in second.
They came in second in the
conference tournament.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, but that's pretty cool too. So we get to figure out they could play down Southern Missouri. They could play in
Cedar
Rapids.
Exactly. Buxton, Mississippi. You never know.
There you go.
But
sports is going on everywhere. And, man, I can't believe you brought that up. I kind of mass that out of my mind that it was a schedule release all tomorrow is going to be the main news tomorrow.
Oh, there's no doubt.
That's 800-pound gorilla just flexes his muscles. And hey, we're going to release some dates. Listen.
Because, you know what, and every single – if you go on your phone or your go to your sports betting app on your phone, that's all it's there. Preview the preview, who you think's going to get the toughest schedule, and you have Kansas City plus 150. And right. I mean, they're betting on who's going to have the hardest schedule.
Right.
I love it.
Well, and interesting to put a few things together here that you just spoke of. Your oldest son was the one that got you into the F1 Netflix series so that you got to know F1. What is the first thing you always tell me? They like to bet on it.
Exactly.
Okay. And that's app-based.
And
right?
To be a Grand Prix fan, this isn't You right. don't get to watch it during the middle of the day. They're watching this in the middle of the morning at like right. 3 o'clock in the morning.
What's the age group? Mid-20s?
Yeah, 20, like 23 to 27.
Mm-hmm. And then we get into, we were talking that you can wager on the toughness of schedule, again, via this wagering app, correct?
Big time, yep.
So we won't talk about it now, but I'm pretty sure we're going to probably spend a segment on what's going on in regards to a wagering app in our college atmosphere, college athletics. It's different than the Alabama situation.
It is different from the Alabama situation. And I think what everybody's afraid of, they're more afraid of the Alabama situation than they are what's happening on the other, because that right. was a person.
Right.
Not changing anything, just, hey, we had our, it's a Alabama, so when you play, your Friday night game is your most important game.
Yes.
So usually you got your stud going there, you got your second going Saturday, and then you try to get by on Sunday so you're ready to go the next week. And if you're getting word Thursday late at night that the number one in Alabama is not throwing, mm-hmm. now the number four at Alabama is throwing because they had to switch it up, so they're trying to go the opposite way.
Right.
And he calls and tells somebody, and they're getting it at, or it could even be this way too.
Right.
You could be the Sunday game that should be your five, and now it's the one, and it's plus 750, and now you can get it. You know, you can right. get that, and now when that comes
deal.
Out, it's going to be...
Don't put $10,000 on a game that no one's betting on in New Jersey.
Nobody bets on any baseball. No, nobody bets on any college baseball.
Until the College World Series, because
right.
it becomes relevant. It come on.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was a coach having somebody, and it was the, you don't do it. We'll get into
yep.
the fact that it wasn't the NCAA that started this. It was Department of Criminal Investigations
right.
that started
Iowa
this
game.
Because of
the Iowa Gaming Association.
Iowa Gaming.
For us.
Yes.
And it was the Gaming Association in New Jersey that
right.
started that one as well. So,
right.
yeah,
so we got stuff to talk about. Everybody's talking about
it. A lot of people that watch people gamble to see what they're doing. Happy Hour Sports with Dean and Scott. 101.3, 1700 The Champ. We'll be right back.
Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can always check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Steen on Sports, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. And Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Twins Padres for the next 2 days after our show, directly after our show. And with that, you got the first read, my friend.
Northwest Bank, you can bank on. Taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earned the top work. Place the word for the 8th year in a row from Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, wait, open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitments you can count on. Member FDIC.
Yes. Okay, so just a little what we had this morning. Polk County Emergency Management was at our breakfast club this
yes.
morning. Very interesting gentleman. I'd love to remember his name, but I can't remember.
Right.
I barely remember.
Background, him. Military background, former Cedar Falls police officer. But anyway, to go through and listen the layers of preparation to, it's not just, hey, a tornado went through, we need to get bottles of water to these people. I mean, it is, there's a lot of parts and pieces in place. I mean, they're going to be around with, you know, talking about what it's going to take just for crowd control and traffic control when Ragbri comes through. You know, they're going to go from Ames to Des Moines. Holy Moses. That's going to be, they think it's going to be 100,000 people that day. You know, normally 10,000 is what a Ragbri, but because so many people are involved that they're just going to do a day ride, think about that. You're moving a city via bicycles from Ames to Des Moines, back roading it.
Yeah.
So it's, but I mean, they're prepared, not necessarily just for a reaction when they're, you know, he talked about the derecho, he talked about the floods, he talked about all these different things that they are there for helping and recovery. They work hand in hand with the Red Cross, FEMA. They were, I mean, all these different ones, but it's a lot of preparation for hoping that you never get needed.
Right. And it was very interesting because, and you just hit the nail on the head. They have no idea.
Right.
I mean, every single situation, and you could have the same situation happen twice. We did. We had a derecho, and they said it'll never happen again. Right. And it happened a year and a half later.
Right.
But it wasn't the same. And it wasn't the same path, and it didn't do all the same damage. Right. But it did damage in other ways. And he was very interesting. But that was his answer to all of our, well, what happens if this? Yeah, we're there. But right. I can't tell you what we do because we don't know what we do until right. we go. But you could tell that he was from that background, because I guarantee you he walks into a situation and he's talking in this voice right here and everybody's right. listening to him. And if he says, hey, you go do that, they're already doing it. You don't have to shout. You don't have to yell. They just know, okay, he's telling me to do stuff. I'm going to go.
Like
do
I
it.
Said, I mean, he referred to the binders. I mean, there is a plan in place. Yep. And
love it.
He said it was over, actually kind of was overdone, where they simplified it and went back to, all right, this is what needs to be done, and then that gets done, opposed to sometimes you can red tape it up, you know. Yep. But no, it was
very interesting. Very,
it was very interesting.
Okay, so even during the break, we talked a little bit about gambling, and I wanted to say this first: every NFL player, NBA player, Major League Baseball player, they all get the scoop every year. They have to sit in. They have to go through all the training. You don't do this. You don't do that. You can't say this. You can't say that. If you're talking with a reporter somewhere, you can't say, hey, yeah, I don't think Rick's going to go today. You know, he's my buddy. He's next to me, because it doesn't look. You can't say that. You know, they have all these things they can't. And the one thing they always say is, you can't open up a sporting app in your facility.
Right.
And
but you said it best too. Like if I travel to St. Louis, it knows.
Right. It already
when I crossed the border,
it already kicked you out. So, but you're right. The Alabama thing is just pure stupidity, that you bet that kind of money on a college baseball game that doesn't get bet on a daily basis.
Right, you don't plunk down 10 yeah, grand yeah. on it.
A grand, maybe you can get away and say, hey, man, I had a good night last night. This is my Alabama. I hate this team. You could talk it away. You can't talk away $100,000 for a baseball game.
No.
Because baseball sucks to bet on anyway.
Well, I know. Unless
it's horrible.
Unless you got to look at the pitching, then you can do the over-under. That can be fun, but you really got to get into it.
Man, you got to get into it.
But here's the deal. And this conversation is because of, we had the first conversation came up with the Alabama baseball
yep.
program. Now we had stuff happen yesterday at Iowa State and Iowa. Okay? And I'm not making light of it, but it's different.
It is.
Okay?
Started with the Iowa Gaming Association.
Right.
Not with the university.
And it is the fact that this isn't a point-shaving scandal. This isn't, he fumbled the football on purpose last year in the third quarter before they.
No Ronnie Harmon.
Right. Okay. I mean, it's not that.
An Iowa State guy, too, but I can't remember his name. Right. I'm not trying to be mean to Iowa fans.
Earl Bruce. But anyway, it was, this is a bunch of kids who are underage. Got busted.
Yeah,
it's different than it. You know, as we were talking about, it's different than, hey, you know, you signed to be a Division I athlete. You code of conduct. You public intoxication is bad. Don't get caught. You know, smoking weed. Don't do this, this, and this.
Sexual assaults are really bad.
Yes, that was. But like what you said, wagering, stay away from as a minor. But you know information. Don't wager. That's the
bottom line.
Hey, he wasn't on crutches this morning. Now he's on crutches. I know information. That's, you know, that type of stuff. But they're going after this. Everybody keeps leaning towards this is a misdemeanor on the ones that are getting popped for it. That it is the fact that they are underaged and they have been wagering. They can track them back to their phones that they are doing it. You just need a 21-year-old's. There's ways around it. Obviously, we know there's ways around it.
Yep.
Okay. With that being said, this is going to come down to, and I wonder, because the Iowa baseball team, who is looking to be in the College World Series tournament.
Four very important kids.
Four, exactly. Four very important kids did not play baseball last weekend.
Yep.
So the NCAA was not the tip of the spear on this. They were contacted. And if you look at the on 1700 The Champ, there is the article where it says Iowa State, 15 people went and told, hey, here's what we got going on. It's the essence of, I think, of, hey, we're going to throw ourselves on the mercy of you, where maybe it's not a death stroke on programs.
I don't think it's going to be individuals. I think the program will get hit a little for not doing their due diligence.
On the Iowa baseball team?
Iowa athletics and Iowa State athletic departments will get a little bit of a hit.
Yes.
And then they're going to have to prove that they're doing all these things that they're supposed to be doing, which maybe they were a little lax on.
Preventative counseling. Yep. Yes.
I don't think it's a death penalty for all the kids, but it's not out of the realm that you did the one thing that we told you not to do and it could take away your career. It's possible. I hope not.
I hope not.
I mean, once again, that's the really tough thing.
My big thing is I hope they don't yank the entire Iowa Hawkeye baseball team for the actions of four.
That would say you're ineligible for the tournament.
I don't think I've heard that, dude. I've heard rumor that.
I don't think they would do that because I don't. I think that,
hey, it's the NCAA, dude.
It is. And it's the NCAA. And the first thing I would do if they did something like that is I would file an injunction. You would get it. You would go play and you can sort it out later because the NCAA does not have the power that it had 15 years. The NCAA has zero power. And that's the funny thing. It's not the NCAA like you said, it was the Iowa Gaming Commission that said, hey, something's fishy going on here. And we're going to do a deep dive. And here's the other thing. Sometimes 18, 19, 20, and 21-year-old kids aren't very smart either. So when people are doing a deep dive on you, they don't care. And you should care. When they call you up and you don't answer your phone or they leave you a message and say, hey, you really need to talk to me, maybe you need to talk to them. But I hope it doesn't either. And here's the problem. If it's happening at Iowa and Iowa State, in this state where gambling is – When you look at gambling across the country, I used to say we were down towards the bottom. We're not anymore. I bet you that we are in the top 10 in amount of money that's
easily.
So it's a different thing now, and it brings in enough revenue, and we want to keep the revenue. That if somebody was upset that Iowa and Iowa State didn't do as much as they need be, then you could have someone from state government step in and say, okay, this is kind of a really good money thing here, and we don't want to lose this. So come on, we all need to work together, figure something out. But I think they also should be able to get cut a little bit of slack because a little bit of everything, peer pressure, kids make mistakes. I mean, mine has.
Yeah. I hope. And the weird part about it, why Iowa? Why did Iowa, the University of Iowa,
I think the Iowa Gaming.
Telling me we're the only state that college athletes doing this?
Yeah, I think the Iowa Gaming got wind of it and maybe wanted to take a lead.
Well, hey, applaud. Okay, good.
Yeah, I agree with that, and that's a good thing because that shows
the integrity. I can't see this happening in Texas or Florida or anything like that. Yeah,
I think they're openly gambling.
The hotbed of athletic gambling has to be Iowa.
And Iowa. Yeah. So, yeah, it's interesting because and we're kind of that. I was going to ask you this today because I had a couple of things on here from yesterday. And they were... I got to remember what one was because the other one you're going to just yell at me. So I didn't want to do that one, but I had a couple of questions. I'll find it, but it has to do with this too, that Iowa is a little different and we've always been a little different. I think we want to do things more on the upper up than other places. I mean, have they ever been,
there's a reason in Iowa, we say the phrase, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
my bad.
Iowa nice. Yeah. My bad. Oop, sorry. The whole thought of we do things maliciously doesn't quite seem to be out there.
Not,
just looking through my feed here.
Not at all. And it's just really, I was thinking the same thing, is if we were the first two shoes to drop, if I was every other high-end Division I school in the country that has gambling in their state, I'd be going and grabbing kids' phones,
right,
saying, how much trouble are we in? Because where's the next shoe dropping? Because Ohio's going to go, well, okay, Iowa can't be, they're saying the same thing. Iowa can't be the only place that's doing this. What the hell's going on here?
Right.
So now they're all out there doing their due diligence. They're pulling all their kids in, you know, and doing all this.
I guess I'm not familiar. Is there wagering in Texas?
You know what? To be really honest with you, I don't know.
I don't know.
There's lottery down there. I just don't know if they're...
That you can do the apps down there. Because it's only, what, 40 out of the 50 states or something like that?
Yeah, it's not as much as what
But anyway, there has been some, oh, wow, Iowa, University of Iowa, Iowa State University. What? Why Iowa?
Exactly.
I mean, it's not like, you know.
And it's not like gambling's going away in this state either. Because
no, not at all.
Democrat or Republican, when they send you those checks, they're pretty big checks.
Yeah,
really big checks.
There's the school betterment for the longest time just came from Prairie Meadows.
Yep,
everybody loved those checks.
You know, here's speaking of, and I don't want to speak poorly of, because I actually, it's the second time we've went out to eat at AJ's again.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the best food I've had. Mm-hmm. I'd stack it up against a whole lot of different restaurants. And we went in, and we love gambling in there, but we went up to place bets for the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Kentucky Derby.
So you were out there Saturday.
No, we went Friday night, right after we left. Right after I left here, I met her, and we went to Prairie Meadows.
Gotcha.
One gal sitting in a little booth.
Mm-hmm.
Bar was closed. And the only people over there were, and I'm sorry if you're listening to the show and you were one of the people that were sitting, were degenerates betting on when they're in a wagon. What's that called?
They're in a wagon.
What's it called?
I know. Yes, it's the.
See, I made it such bad that
I just went blank on it. It's the little two-wheeled carts that,
That's what they were betting on.
Okay.
And there was like nine of them there. And I'm like standing there and I'm looking at Jen and she's placing all these bets because her and Nana bet a ton.
How'd that work out for?
Well, we're supposed to go back out there. Probably, I think they spent 70, and I bet they get 20 back.
Okay.
So they're going to do it for the next one, you know.
Right.
That's embarrassing. You're a freaking horse track with gambling, and you had one person up there taking. The line was
100
people.
Okay.
Waiting to bet, not to bet on what they were watching on TV, to bet the Kentucky Derby.
Right, because it was the night before.
That's embarrassing.
Well, but it's embarrassing. But I think of the reality of it, Gary. Steen. The reality of it is, you know, Paisanos closed on the south side. Paisanos has been around for decades.
Could you bet there?
No. Staffing. I'm kidding. It's staffing.
No, I know. But I mean, it would. I felt bad, and so I was getting ready to go gamble and. Jen, last thing. Okay, I'm going to hold it. I'm going to tease you with what I did.
Because
then it was a typical me night. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott.
You're awesome.
Listening to us live on 101.3 and 1700, the Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. A little knock me down, and then we got I got a couple of things I want to ask Scott, too. Little social items to see where he's at. Welcome back, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Last segment of this first hour. Flying by, as usual. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We're bringing you your sports your way every day. You can check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at 1700, The Champ, at Scott Brower, _13, and at Happy Hour, _SS. Facebook's at 1700, The Champ. Tuesday, Wednesday, you get Twins Padres right after our show. Friday, you get Twins Cubs. So Scotty's going to be interested in that one. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company, provides designs, engineers, installs programs and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com. where you can look up all the things we talked about, or you can look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company.
Okay. Write this date down.
Write this date down.
Okay. You're gonna this is important.
Okay.
Okay, it's September 6th.
September
6th, 2024.
September 6th, 2024. Okay.
Are you a Michael Keaton fan?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know they're making a Beetlejuice 2?
No.
This is just trending and came across. The one that made it trending is the gal, what's her name? Jenna Ortega.
Oh, Jenna Ortega.
Which is, she was in Wednesday.
Yes.
Played, you know, with the Adam Family or whatever. She has signed on to be Lydia Dietz, Winona Ryder's daughter. So it's Michael Keaton and it's Tim Burton again. This should be, I remember that, and this was a great big change of a movie for people. But I'm just like, wow, we can't figure out how to make new movies, so we have to keep holding on.
They're pulling. Michael Keaton has a cameo in another Batman coming out.
No, it's Flash.
Flash is that
it's
what
the
it,
Flash?
Oh, that's right.
Because it's just like the Marvel where it's the worlds collide. You know this bat. You know because not the worlds collide, but you're different
universes.
Collide. So this instead of. The Batman from the recent ones where it was Ben Affleck, it's Michael Keaton.
Your favorite Batman?
Michael Keaton.
Really?
Yeah. Christian Bale, very close second, Christian Bale, but...
I didn't think Ben Affleck was bad.
He
has the moody part of it down.
Right.
I thought Christian Bale probably... Christian Bale played the Bruce Wayne part better than anybody.
Right, the darkness of it,
Yeah, because that's the thing. Michael Keaton was too nice, because Bruce Wayne wasn't nice.
No, he wasn't. But it's interesting. I'm sure Billsy with KJJY is the movie guy.
Do you watch Flash on CW or whatever? No. I never have either. I am not a... Now, you give me a Matt Damon and Ben Affleck movie, and I watch all of them. But I'm not... I like Guardians of the Galaxy more than I like Avengers. I have a few Avengers that I dearly love that I watch a lot, but I like Guardians of the Galaxy. And the boys said it was amazing.
No, it's the soundtrack. Well, yeah, the third Guardians of the Galaxy sounds like it's a cry fest. So it treats it.
So,
but anyway, I thought that was interesting. I'm like, good Lord, you know, it's Top Gun said, you know what, we're going to wait 20-some years and not release it for 5, so we're going to go ahead and bring back Top Gun. Beetlejuice said, hold my beer.
Yep.
40 years. Or no, I actually think it's 30 years.
Okay, a really crazy thing. The second Top Gun, I love 100 times more than I like the first one.
No. No.
I did. I really enjoyed it.
But you know what that means? You were needing something. You needed...
I needed Tom Cruise
You needed Tom Cruise to rehash the first movie and...
See, look, now you made fun of Tom Cruise, so now I'm gonna throw this at you. So
what do you got?
We have, you know, we talked about the gambling issues that are out there. And you are... I'm just going to ask a very quick question.
Mm-hmm.
And to tell somebody who doesn't understand it at all... Why is, because I know you, mm-hmm. and you have guns, and you are a gun connoisseur, right?
Firearms.
I'll say firearms.
I'm not level of connoisseur. Some people,
no,
yes.
But I mean, you're a connoisseur that you enjoy.
I duck hunt.
Yes.
I pheasant hunt.
You do all of that.
Yes.
What happens in your brain? Because people are barking at me, because everybody knows that. I've shot a gun one time in my life when I went down to the farm.
I have with Ron. I have photos of it of you doing it, and it's the most
it's comical, awkward,
uncomfortable thing.
Very much so. But I'm all over the board on social issues, mm-hmm. and when something happens somewhere, because mentally ill, deranged, whatever mm-hmm. happens. What does that do to you as a gun owner in your psyche? I mean, do you even think about it? Do you go, you know what? You have to be able to distinguish between good and bad, and that person shouldn't have a gun Or I'm just curious.
It's no justification that I'm on gun owner's side, but I mean, I don't go.
You take owning your guns extremely seriously.
You have to take it seriously.
Right. I'm just saying that.
But then again, you have a lot of people
out there that think people are just willy-nilly, and they're not.
No,
I know you, and I know the people that you hang out with that do that, and you guys take this very seriously.
Well, it's you have to understand that you treat it as this is lethal, and there is a level of respect with it. But with that being said, you have to understand that there is a certain human aspect of it. Of I've chopped wood with an axe. An axe can do some pretty lethal things.
Yeah.
I get in my car and turn the key every day.
Right.
You can do some pretty lethal things.
I don't drive with a straight mind sometimes.
Okay, but I'm not lumping it into. I have firearms in my house to do a recreational activity. Therefore, I'm a risk. But what they're saying is you're going through and you have to try to figure out psychologically that risk.
Right. It's no different than when you're just talking about.
Right.
You have to give education to these young men and women that they can't be betting. It's no different.
Wow, that you went
around. No, but I'm just saying
the
that,
horn.
That
right.
you understand the rules that you have to live by and right. you do it. It's like we don't drive 110 miles an hour out on the interstate because we're smarter than that. People, that's the part that I get tired of people barking at because they know they're like, well, you're not a gun person, but you're saying that I'm like, society needs to fix a lot of this. You have a piece. That's why we try very hard not to drive while we drink, because when you drive and you've been drinking, you are in a weapon.
Yes.
And you have to pay the consequences. That's the part.
Right.
It's no different.
You're going around about on this that you're saying that it's a acknowledged power of whether it is you have a firearm or you have the responsibility as a driver. But you're saying to relate this back to our previous conversation, you were saying that they had to acknowledge that they had the power to wager or not. Is that where you're coming full circle on this?
Yes, because I'm saying that they understood the risks of doing it. But just because those four had a risk doesn't mean that we outlaw gambling in all college athletics.
I'm just saying the same thing, now we're getting to the fact that
somebody that goes out and is doing some of that, because gun violence is the big thing right now.
Right.
And something like that happens. Nothing else that happens in this world do we go, okay, the only way that we can take care of this is to take everything away. That's wrong country.
You don't get to do that. It's they're trying to take away things that ultimately, if you, from a legal standpoint, and you take those things away, the people that want to do harm are going to find
are the ones that are going to have the things.
Right. So, but with this being said, with what you're alluding to with the wagering and the mindset of you have to know what's right and wrong, you know, correct. Hey, you can't. Dude, you did some stupid thing when you were 19, 20 years old.
Yes.
You know, and it's these guys, and not saying it's right or wrong, but they're thinking, good Lord, I'm up here in Ames, Iowa. You know, and I wagered on a couple. It's no big deal. Well, it is. There's rules in place, so we don't live in anarchy. You broke some rules. That's what happened.
Right.
With that being said, here's the thing that I don't like about this, that there's 15 in Ames and there is, what do we say, 26 over in Iowa City, okay? Because people are saying, well, who's on the list? Who's on the list?
Doesn't need to be out there.
But here's the
deal. I don't
even
know if they can put them out there.
I don't think it is either, but the thing is somebody did make the phrase, well, I don't think there's any names of substance on the list. So
that's even worse.
See, that's what I don't like because this is, well, yeah, they are student athletes, but they're not really that pivotal names. But that doesn't, you know, because this isn't about, it's not a point shaving scandal. It's not about fumbling at the wrong time to throw a game.
Didn't know what they were doing.
They got busted because their kids underage
gambling on an app.
It's like
that somebody had
to put
on their
app. They were making fake IDs.
Right.
Instead of saying Betty, they were making fake IDs and the ring got busted.
Yep. And that's what happens. It's just not, we can't take it away.
No.
I'm tired of the take it away crowd.
No.
I don't like the take it away crowd. Yeah. I want the educate crowd.
Hour one done.
It is done. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. Scott and I will be back right after this. Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday, second hour of this Tuesday already. You're listening to Steve. No, you're not. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Scott and I are bringing you your sports your way. Every day, right?
Yes, absolutely. There sorry, I was reading tweets. Just, there you go. I love people's opinions on what's going around.
You can check us out on Twitter. Since he's on there, it is @ScottBrower_13, @HappyHour_SS, @1700TheChamp, and @SteenOnSports. Facebook's @1700TheChamp, and the website 1700TheChamp.com. Minnesota Twins, Padres today and tomorrow, 6 o'clock, so right after we get off the show. Friday, Saturday, it's Cubs, and next Monday, Tuesday, it's Dodgers. So they got some good games coming in here.
Not to continue beating this path of the college wagering underage, but to read this, I think this says a lot because people are asking, it's not, so what was it? It's not point shaving, it's not game fixing their things, and one guy just said, a lot of it has to do with fantasy football.
Okay.
Another one said, so it's more about a kid putting $20 on FanDuel or DraftKings. They said presumably using girlfriend's phone. Blah. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. But then somebody, I love social media because this guy just says, our schools can't even do scandals right. Everyone knows you have to win a national to get caught breaking NCAA rules. I mean, it's tongue-in-cheek, obviously, but it's going to come to some underage kids got popped doing something they weren't supposed to.
Yeah. And
we saw the one release also. There is no play or games are going to be canceled or revoked.
Perfect. That works. I think that's a good thing. You got the first read.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Palmer Group, employee owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2023, it's even more daunting. The Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic and focus on both the clients and the candidates to make lives better. The company's motto of getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important or challenging. Currently, there's over 500 jobs that are open on the website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, manufacturing, information and technology, and mortgage and banking. Keep both the staff and the candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what the Palmer Group can do for you.
Love it. Love it. Okay. So, I don't even know where to go. We are, this is so funny. We are into the second hour, and we haven't talked about the NBA yet.
All right. I was going to say,
you got something.
Little housekeeping. Just remember that a week from tomorrow, we'll talk about it again tomorrow, May 17th, we are going to be at the Hall with the Panther Caravan. So, we will be speaking with
David Harris for sure.
David Harris.
And I will send those emails out. I'll try to do that when I get home tonight, or I'll do it tomorrow.
We usually talk to Bobby, the volleyball coach. Gotta
talk to Tanya.
Tanya, there you go.
That's a gift.
That's, I know.
So,
with her Des Moines background as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
A good one. We talked to the wrestling coach.
Doug.
Thank
Schwab.
You. Schwab. But no, it'll be a good
Mark
time.
Mark Farley, he's always good to talk to.
Yeah, I was gonna say
I had Mark Farley. I don't know if
Ben
we talked
Jacobson
to him.
And Mark Farley. It was later after we had got done.
And I had the year before when Jeremy and I did it. We had Mark Farley. We did it at the wine over by
Jasper Winery.
You. Yeah.
Yep.
And
so, well, and see, it was great because. Talking to the AD, we had just really started going down the path of NIL.
Yep.
And
I'm excited to talk more.
I mean, it's to get to know what's going on with those guys, how things have gone and evolved and things. But that'll be fun. And
they got big things going on at UNI too. I mean, they're redoing some. I mean, they're expanding and that's a great thing. Drake is as well. So And the really funny thing is talking to David about NIL would be totally different than the gentleman that came to our breakfast club the way that Drake does it.
Well, yeah, Drake is a nonprofit.
Right.
So I mean, it's you look at it different way. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This
isn't just
the fun thing
a broad stroke. It
can be done, and it can be done the right way. And once again, so this is my time to beat up on Dick Vitale again. Not everybody, I can't even do it. I love Dick Vitale so much. It just pains me that I have this wanting just to stick pin him for saying stuff.
Voodoo dime? Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's bad. I don't like.
He's a primetime player, baby.
I don't like people that are very particular on when they can bash and when they're unabashed at giving someone praise.
Right.
And, you know, if you're Bill Self or you're
right, because NIL was killing college basketball until
Hunter Dickerson went to Kansas. Bill Self.
Primetime player, baby.
You got it, baby. Get out of here.
Oh, you're funny.
Okay. So. Talking a little bit about the NBA.
Oh, man.
Some crazy games last night.
Next week's going to be a busy week.
Yeah, because we have...
Tina Turner on Tuesday.
We have Tina Turner on Tuesday. You get to get into the world of, hey, you guys have a radio show. Yep. What do you talk about? Yeah, anything we want.
Anything we want.
Very excited because... And it was very exciting for us. And Jen's like... Wow, you want to go to Tina Turner? And I said, no. I said, I'm going to Tina Turner. Bridget wants to go to Tina Turner. She goes, that's why you made sure that everything was done correctly. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah, we don't want to. It's
we keep Bridget happy.
There you go.
That is a big.
All right, we wandered. Where do you want to go back?
Okay,
to?
So let's go. Let's just talk quick tonight.
Yep.
Phoenix Denver, Philadelphia Boston, both games 2-2. Both have had, Philadelphia Boston series, each are 1-1, home and away. The Phoenix Denver series, Denver's 2-0 at home. Phoenix is 2-0 at home. Denver had chances to take both of those games away and did not. I find it hard to believe that the two home teams won't win tonight. But if you're spending all your time watching LA and Golden State and not checking these other games out, and it's difficult with the LA Golden State and the Phoenix Denver, I mean, those games are getting over at 11 o'clock at night. And, man, 5 o'clock comes really early in the morning, and that's bumming me out that it's set up that way, especially for kids, because kids love – young kids are so NBA-centric. I mean,
right.
It's –
Oh, absolutely.
Way more than college basketball.
Right, exactly. So did you, okay, the Joker got involved on a sideline altercation with somebody holding the ball, and he grabbed the ball because, you know, and then did
it wasn't a somebody.
I know.
It was the owner of the Phoenix.
But we didn't know that. We didn't know that.
He doesn't look like the owner of the Phoenix Suns.
No, but anyway, ended up being the owner of the Phoenix Suns who was holding onto the ball after a player went into the crowd. He did a push on that said person, the Joker did, Jokic. Were you expecting him to be?
No, I would have thrown a fit on the radio if he'd have been suspended for a game.
Okay.
Cause no fan can do that, but an owner of a basketball team has to know better. And what I would have liked to have seen is that $25,000 that Joker had to pay. Cause you can't pay his fine. That the Phoenix Suns owner would have quadrupled that and sent it to somebody, a charity out there to say, this was my bad too. I was an idiot, and I'm thinking, what the hell was the owner doing sitting at the end of a right behind the basket? You own the damn team. Well, get a better seat.
Yeah.
Good God.
But they were visitors, weren't they?
No, it was at Phoenix because Denver's a higher
seat. I thought it was behind the bench.
No,
but anyway, still, it was he was in like the second row or whatever down there in the thick of it.
The owner of the basketball team.
Player of the Suns goes up and over. Jokic follows him in there. The owner of the Suns is holding the ball.
Yeah, just takes
looking
ball.
At, and Jokic took offense to that.
Yeah.
Said, give
He's
me my
seven
ball.
Foot mine.
Give me my ball.
I pick you up. Yeah, I throw
exactly.
you down.
But so yeah, I thought the $25,000 was.
I think getting the technical was. I mean, they didn't have to give a technical on that either. There was a whole slew of people over there pushing and shoving. So
obviously, Bill, but we've got 76ers lead led most of that game with, where's the one here? Because it went into overtime. With Boston, right.
Should have won the
game. Again, we, James Harden. He just, I mean, he was doing what James Harden needed to do.
That's the crazy thing. So the two games they've won, I mean, here game plan for the Boston Celtics, don't let James Harden score 40 points. Because when he does that, they win basketball games. When they don't, you kill them.
Embiid and Harden both had over 30 points in that game.
Yeah. Embiid's, you can tell he's still hurt, though.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree with that.
And so it'll be interesting. It's going to be hard. I mean, the Boston Celtics coach is getting outcoached. And in the NBA, NBA is a players' league, right? It's always been said it's a players' league. But, man, oh, golly, is it. I mean, Kevin Spoelstra with the Heat. The Miami Heat with the injuries they have are not a better team than the New York Knicks. But, boy, are they a better coach than the New York Knicks.
Okay, with that being said, the fact that there has not been more smoke to the fire of Nick Nurse going to Milwaukee, are they waiting for these other games to get done for candidates, or what's going on?
There's not a candidate in on any of these teams that I would take over Nick Nurse.
Well, okay, that's you. I'll let you on a little secret. You don't own teams, actually.
No, I do. But, I mean, I want – see, and the reason that it probably works that way – he gets a little edgy when people, you know, he wants to do things his way. Nick Nurse is probably an only child, too. Maybe that's why we get along.
Really?
I don't know. Huh. But,
you know what? I'm just going to.
Devin Ham.
Move on.
Yeah.
I'll leave it alone.
Yeah, thanks. Jen appreciates that.
Well, you can't read my mind like that.
Yeah. Ham for the Lakers is not a better coach. Steve Kerr showed last night he's by far not a better coach. Let's talk about that one. I mean, that's some ugly stuff. And I'm in. And Andrew will be proud of me that LeBron still he's amazing at 38. Dude, I would not be surprised if he went to the hospital to get oxygen last night. He looked like he was done. And here's the difference. I mean, if you had Walker the fourth scoring 15 points in the fourth quarter off 5 threes to win the game for the Lakers, you would have won a lot of money.
Well, it's in the fourth quarter. He had 15. The entire Warriors bench had 17.
Yep.
Wasn't it? Or not the bench, but I mean the they scored 17, and he alone. Yeah, it was the Lonnie Walker the fourth game.
And here's the other thing that it drove me crazy listening all day, and it started to turn the other way with some of the better people that are on sports talk radio, but they're like, hey, Steph Curry missed some shots and see, he's just not with the game on the line under 2 minutes. He's not as good as, and they said, he's not as good as LeBron and he's not as good as Kevin Durant and he's not as good as whoever, Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown. And I'm like, okay, let's make sure that we understand this. Now he's 6'2". All those guys are 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", 6'9".
Yeah, but he's got to be that clutch point guy, though.
But you can...
He used to be, wasn't he?
Yes, but this is over a long period of time. And he's also won 4 championships.
Okay.
But they don't remember that. You know how you're trying to get open and they double-team you and you're 6'2", and he still has to take the shot because there was nobody else on that team last night that could hit a shot.
Okay.
I mean, it was horrible.
Okay.
It was, they do not have an answer, and they have won 4 championships in the last, let's just say, it's probably hadn't been this long, but let's say 10 years. And the Golden State Warriors, not Steve Kerr and not the players, but the ownership group went, you know what? We're just going to keep going, and if we win one here and we win one there, we're going to be.
I was going to say
they have not turned that team over. They're small,
right?
They're old.
He missed a couple shots. It's not going to tarnish his legacy, no. But it's
dude.
But
had,
they want to say, "All right, he's lost a step.
Dude,
we have to move
31,
on.
10,
now we have to find another one. Yeah,
31, 10, and 14.
Right, I know.
And the only player on the floor, and he was a maestro. But the difference in the game, and I gave Lonnie Walker his credit. If Anthony Davis continues to play the way Anthony Davis is playing, the LA Lakers have a good chance of winning. It's still going to be tough against Denver, or, I mean, I don't think it would be tough.
Right.
But if they have to play Denver, that's a tough out. And I don't think
so. You're checking the box. The Lakers are winning this.
Oh, against the Warriors, yeah. The Warriors are done.
Okay.
Jordan Poole, he played 10 minutes last night. The first game that they won, he had 34. And now here was the sentiment leading into the season, and even through a couple of games in the playoffs when he was playing really well. Well, they got to get rid of Draymond Green because he punched Jordan Poole in the face. Now people are like, they need to get rid of Jordan Poole because he's a wiener, and Draymond Green probably should have punched him in the face. That's where they're at now. Yep. It's been a this would be my thought is the Boston Celtics should be embarrassed that they did not win a championship last year, because this is pretty much the same right. Warriors team, and they're just, I mean, they said, well, Steph missed a couple of shots. Klay Thompson was 3 for 11. That's an all-star.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
But they still win that game in L.A. if Lonnie Walker IV doesn't go off for 15 points in the fourth quarter.
I'm sure he'll parlay that into a nice new six-year contract or something like that.
Oh, it's incredible.
Speaking of contracts.
Yes.
You saw it, correct? Things are going to change in this world, I swear, and it's not for the better.
It is never for the better.
Jalen Carter. Yeah. You know the residue behind what happened in the last year in his life. Jalen Carter is now the first 2024 first-round pick to reach an agreement, landing a four-year, fully guaranteed $21.8 million deal for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
You know, does the whole guaranteed money thing scare you?
Yes. It shows that the NFL, and no one's going to say anything because it's the NFL. And the NFL, we've said it in this show, they're the be-all, end-all, period.
They're the 800-pound gorilla.
They wouldn't give guaranteed money to Lamar Jackson, and Lamar Jackson's done nothing but win and produce.
I know.
And they give a rookie guaranteed money.
With some residue.
Residue. Yes. A lot of residue.
Just leave it there. We don't need to get too deep into your opinion of his residue.
Wow. I don't know. I'm with you.
Guaranteed money.
Guaranteed money is never a good thing.
All right.
Unless you get it. Hell yeah.
Okay.
We like that. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champagne Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Scott and Albie.
That was home for sports talk radio. Steen on sports. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Hope everybody had a good day. We are in the happy hour time here. We want to get you home safe. So please, drive safely. Drive carefully. Pay attention. If you're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, we're bringing sports your way every day on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower _13, at Steen on Sports, and at Happy Hour _SS. And Twitter is at 1700 The Champ as well. We have Twins Padres tonight and tomorrow night. Twins Cubs on Friday, and Dodgers Twins on Monday, Tuesday. It'd be fun to talk to B this week with all that going on in Minnesota.
Absolutely.
That'd be some good games to go to. Going to Burger Shed tonight after.
Burger Shed out by Bass Pro.
Yeah, really
across
good.
From the, what do they call it, the Shops of Des Moines or something?
Yep.
Which it's in Altoona, which is weird. But
it's
anyway.
An outlet mall.
Yep. Outlet. Gotcha.
And they're putting a car dealership on the other side of, it's what you...
Johnny's.
Johnny's.
Is that what's going on out there?
It's a car dealership. That's a weird place to put a car dealership, if you ask me. But Altoona doesn't have a car dealership, so maybe that's a cool thing. I don't know. But interesting. I did not know this for the longest time that I've been with Nana. Hi, Nana. Love you. A couple live like four townhomes down, had kids that were, I do believe that their son and Jen might have been in the same class, and then his sister Mindy was in a class below that, and we've been friends for a long time. And Mindy's back, and so she called us and said she wanted to go out to dinner. So we were supposed to go out to dinner last night, and I forgot I had a board meeting last night, and it went a while. See, now yours is acting up today.
Oh, it is.
Now try.
There, I'm better now, aren't
I? You're much better.
Oh, okay.
I may not have hit the button hard enough.
No, you did not.
So this segment is going to be brought to you by. So that's going to be fun. I really like Burger Shed. But somebody this weekend flipped a switch in me, and so I only have I don't have that many calories left in my day today.
I'm having salmon and a sweet potato.
Yeah, so.
I don't have enough steps in
it's
yet
not bad.
Either.
I got 1,400 calories left. I can have a good dinner for 1,400
okay.
calories, right?
Yeah. You can't have six beers.
No, I can't, and I haven't been, yeah. Except for this weekend, which you hadn't been for a while either.
It
changed, didn't it?
It hurt.
So, yeah. Someone close, sitting, proximity, said, you need to write down what you're doing, and you need to get better. And so I am. Okay. You talk, after 9 beers, it's like, that's a really good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do that.
Run for...
It's way to go.
Too.
Des Moines Orthopedic Centers. Helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. 3 locations, 6001 West Town Parkway, West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, Des Moines, and 350 Northeast 36th Street in Ankeny, Iowa. Their services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. The urgent injury clinics are at both Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointment needed. Look up wait times online at DMOS.com. And you can also check out new to DMOS is Engineer Performance by DMOS, world-class sports rehab and performance training center in Central Iowa. All ages, all levels, really good. It's what I hear from everybody that goes. So really excited about Engineer Performance by DMOS. That's at 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway in Ankeny, and that is the
Prairie Trail
District. So there you go.
This pop-up, Mount Mercy softball girls are going to Oklahoma City is where they're heading to. The announcement was made. So
it's pretty cool.
Congratulations to them.
That is being that we are both Big 12 people. That is the coolest drive. So I think the furthest that the Big 12 takes you is Baylor in that little drive.
Right.
And then when they have
Austin's a ways down there.
Well, it is, but they're not there anymore. That's what I'm, Austin.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Because they're not there. Well, they have 1 year left.
Right.
But yes, but it was, so we went to, we've done that trip a couple of times when Nate was playing baseball. We went down to Austin, Dallas, and in that really cool area. But it's the Big 12, you Kansas, K-State, you hit them all.
Oh, yeah.
Missouri, that even though they're not in the Big 12 anymore. It's pretty cool. It's a cool drive, but interesting. But why I say Oklahoma City, that's like the softball capital of the world. Omaha is the baseball, college baseball
right.
place.
Exactly.
Oklahoma City is softballs.
Yeah. College World Series, where you're supposed to. Can you hear it there?
Yeah.
I got to get closer to where you're supposed to wager on baseball is the College World Series.
Yes.
That's it. When you're of legal age.
Yes. and know that if you're in Iowa and you want to bet in Omaha, you can't use your app because it shuts off as soon as you cross the border. That's an important part of that. So, okay, where else do you want to go?
Who will win the Big Ten next season? This is for preseason college football. And they've listed the Iowa Hawkeyes, the Penn State Nittany Lions, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio State, or would you take the other?
Well, I wouldn't throw Iowa in those, but okay. But since you did.
No.
David Eicholt's going to have to come on this show. You know, he's kind of been, he's getting popular and maybe forgets the first place that he came on the show. So maybe we have to talk to David.
Well, Matt, I don't think I'd bring it up that way, but yes, he is very...
he's very popular.
Very popular.
He said that, and read that. Can you read that to me again?
Well, it's a graphic, and it has
no, not that graphic. What David Eicholt said
on.
Do you remember what you were saying? David Eicholt said that with the.
I've clicked screens past that since then, so I don't have it in front of me. Which one was in regards to
the portal transfer? So that they get the wide receiver, they get that, and Brian Ferentz said that.
Oh, that was actually from he just had redone that, but it's Brian said, look, I did what I could do with what I had.
And I would go the opposite way. They did what they did with what they had.
Right.
I mean, if I was a football team, I would, especially the offensive football team, I would be angry with that statement.
Right. I think it pretty much came down to I did the best I could.
And David, they have a quarterback that I think they can do things with. He transferred in from Michigan. They got a wide receiver from Ohio State. I get that. I'd be excited about that. I'd also be excited if you're a wide receiver, why are you leaving Ohio State, who just put like six of their last seven wide receivers right. in the NFL right. and come to a place that has a coach that he gets rewarded if they
okay,
average
how do you
20
feel about,
points?
Cade McNamara over and over again says, have low expectations. Think we're only going to win six games. Do you think they're going to win more than – Well, that is crappy, isn't it?
Yeah, it just but, doesn't catch every once in a while.
But anyway, I mean, it's just the way he's saying, I'm okay with you having low expectations because I'm going to prove you wrong, or is he wanting to lower the bar so he can...
He's a quarterback, so he's saying that because he wants to prove people wrong. He needs something
right.
to... I mean, their defense is going to be...
Was he the starting quarterback at Michigan?
I think he got hurt.
Okay. But then somebody got better and he lost his opportunity.
So he came.
Smack that button. There you go.
Now try.
There you go.
There you go.
That's better.
I am in on the University of Iowa for this coming year. And then everything changes after that. And you can't use history anymore to try to decipher what Iowa's football team's going to be. Because they aren't in the division with Northwestern and Indiana.
Right, where they're guaranteed six wins.
Yes. I mean, with their schedule, they get six wins in the Big Ten. But now that you bring in UCLA and USC, and you're going to have to play those other squads.
Well, that was the other thing in that tweet. It was, what did I say, Indianapolis bound?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they always are.
Yeah.
But go win the game.
Exactly. I mean, that is the... Listen, I believe that it's going to be harder than what you think because I think Minnesota is going to be better. I think Nebraska is going to be better. I think Illinois is going to be better. I think the Big Ten as a whole is going to be better. And you lost some talent on the defense.
Right.
Now, I think it's exciting to have Cooper DeJean and Xavier Wampa from Southeast Polk
yeah.
and having those kids. And I want to see them. But you still have to protect. I mean, they got a lineman. The lineman came in. I get that. You have to protect the quarterback, one. And you have to have a running game. And you lost a lot of running backs. I mean, they have a lot of stuff that they have to do. The best thing they still have, they have a kid that can punt who's going to get drafted, and they have an okay kicker.
Well, I mean, we talked about this. I mean, it's all about the line. The defensive line, the offensive line.
Absolutely.
I mean, and I was more worried about the offensive line.
Yeah. I mean, they had no time, but their play calling was atrocious. And how quickly can Brian Ferentz go, okay, I have a better offense. Now I need to call a game differently. I don't know how quickly he can adapt.
Losing Tyler Linderbaum was a bigger deal than what – I mean, there's a reason he went as high as he did in the draft and how pivotal. Well,
he controlled
the
whole offensive line.
Exactly.
You just didn't have that leadership and I don't know. It's interesting. Listen, I could see them winning eight games. I could see them winning four games. And I'm still not going to talk crap because I don't know if Iowa State can win four games.
No, I'm not going to talk crap either because it seems like every year it's 8-4.
Right.
It just like last year it ended up being that, but it was we didn't care for the fact that it was the losses were in a row, you know?
And I think the biggest thing that people, and I guess I'm that, people more than you because I'm and I get misjudged on this. I do not root against the University of Iowa.
I do not either.
Unless they're playing Iowa State. But my problem is when you reward your coach with an extra $20 million and an extra $30 million for going 8-4 and getting to a bowl game. If you're paying somebody that much money, I want a Big Ten championship.
Okay.
I mean,
How many years did Nebraska go without a bowl game? When they left out Frank Solich back at a 9-win season?
But what's the difference? They won championships.
That is true.
And they won. They won big bowl. It was a long time ago.
I was going to say, they had the Midwest Messiah
in
Tom Osborne, for God's sake.
But that's the difference. It's the difference. Listen, I have to put up with all the Ohio State bull crap because of my brother-in-law and sister-in-law.
Right.
Love them to death. And I'm going to tell you that if I wasn't, and here's the really funny thing. So their son is a huge Michigan fan, which I'm so in with Austin because he's a Michigan fan.
Holy.
But he has some other teams that he likes that I can't stand. So I have to draw the line there, but it's really funny. But when you go, and we took, because Ted works at Ohio State University, and you get to take a tour of Ohio State University. Holy buckets. Is that a cool place?
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
It's almost like there's a little bit of money behind you.
Wow. Everywhere. I mean, everywhere there is amazing. But if you take this Iowa team with what they have and you go, okay, you have to beat Minnesota. Okay, I get that. You got to beat Nebraska. Yep. Are you beating Michigan? No. Are you beating Ohio State? No. Are you beating Penn State? Maybe, because I hate Penn State. Just for all the stuff that went on. It's hard to root for them. But can you beat Wisconsin? Wisconsin, new coach. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but then you have to worry about the elephants in the room. When USC and UCLA come in, those two teams, if you look at USC and UCLA, those are teams that Iowa has a hard time beating. They can run the ball, they can pass the ball, and they have a flex offense, and it drives them crazy. I don't know. I'm not wishing. If they can win 8 games, I think that'd be a successful season.
It's so far so quick for us to watch Iowa State, watch what's going on in Ames, because there's no more. Okay, we're gonna have 8 wins. We're good. We're gonna have 7 wins. Are we gonna go to a bowl game? I mean, that's what it went. I mean, ESPN in town, number, you know, two top five teams, yep, Iowa State to the tumble.
And the irritant of that is, if we're going to pick on Brian Ferentz, you have to pick on Brian Ferentz and Kirk Ferentz, you have to pick on Matt Campbell, because he was okay with that, because we were all okay with that.
Right.
But then he got complacent with recruiting and coaching. When you don't have a coach in special teams, and your special teams cost you 4 games, that's an issue.
Right.
When you're winning 7 and 8 games and going to a bowl game, we can overlook it. When you're losing games in the third quarter, right, and you have no hope,
right,
you lose that pretty quickly. The thing that saves Iowa State is the experience, but that's not what we want to be known for, the fan experience. Because it's fun to go to Iowa State. It's fun to go to the games.
Oh, but
it's
fun to tailgate. I'm a huge fan going over to Iowa City. I mean, that to me is the church of football when you go into Kinnick. It is absolutely gorgeous.
I just don't like anything else. I don't like the tailgating aspect.
You got to get through that.
It's more difficult. But, I mean, there are two different spectrums. It's going to be interesting to see which one wins out this year. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3. 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans. One segment left. We'll be right back.
Sign up for 101.3 and 1700 The Champ Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment of this Tuesday. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live in the now hiring Iowa studios. I don't know why that just came to my mind. Just boom, popped in there.
NowHiringIowa.com studios.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy.
Just came right in there.
You are listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Steen on Sports, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. And the website's 1700thechamp.com. Twins Padres tonight and tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. This segment is going to be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance. Provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout Central Iowa and the Midwest. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense and proper healthcare, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, providing peace of mind and protecting our future by being certified partners of science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial service. I want to thank Heritage Building Maintenance, Palmer Group, Des Moines Orthopedic, Northwest Bank, and Woodman Controls for being a part of our program. I think we got all that done. Okay, a little potpourri. Sad day in college basketball. Denny Crum passed away.
Saw that.
Louisville Cardinal coach, one of my favorite coaches growing up, Daryl Griffith, changed the way basketball was and recruiting down to Louisville and having Louisville be the type of program that it was. Second, wow, Robert De Niro. How old do you think Robert De Niro is?
Robert De Niro is early 70s.
79.
79.
Guess what he did at 79 today?
Had another kid.
He did. Yeah. Wow.
Him and Tony Randall. Look at him go.
Look at him go. Tony Randall, odd couple.
All right, I got obviously because we have Randy coming in tomorrow.
Yes,
I got a 6:38 game tonight. Dollar Dog Night at the Iowa Cubs. Kyle Hendricks, third start.
Really?
He's still recovering.
So, what did you tell me about the hot dog?
I was going to lead to that. So tonight, and this is on their Facebook page, Iowa Cubs Facebook page, in honor of the Dollar Hot Dog Night, take your best guess at how many hot dogs will be sold tonight at the ballpark. The best guess will get 4 tickets and the opportunity to shoot the hot dog gun at a future game. So you go to their
Facebooks
for Iowa Cubs, and you put it down. Guess how many hot dogs I guessed.
How many?
1,700.
Nice.
Boom.
Nice.
So did you just look at the microphones and read 1700? Yes, Gary, that's our station.
So 1700, I should go and I'll do 101. There you go.
101.
Yeah, and a third.
0.3.
There you go. Okay, so just so we can clear this up right now.
Yes.
Randy. If you're listening, when you come on the show tomorrow, I'm going to start off every segment is Scott and I need to come and do our show there, and we need to be able to shoot the hot dog machine the whole entire game.
I'm guessing there's probably a background check. You will not be shooting the hot dog gun.
Maybe not. I could drive the cart.
You know what?
If we put the
$100 ahead to bet Fred, I bet you he'd let us shoot the hot dog gun as many times as we want.
There we go. we can see if we can make that happen. Very interesting. I did not know that Robert De Niro wanted to have I don't know. Interesting. Here's some of the big news that kind of went under the radar today. A bunch of people picked this up. Expect Patrick Mahomes to once again be the highest paid player in football before week one. So he's like, I think Kansas City's going, all right, you've outgrown your contract, we're going to redo it. And they're going to pay him. I don't know what you pay him.
I believe the adjective is buco.
Yeah. two Super Bowls, one Super Bowl that they didn't play very well in, that they were injured. They didn't have any of their offensive linemen. He's been there three times. He's exceeded expectations at every turn he's been at. Unless he's had a little bit too much to drink, a very big-time community leader.
I can just hear him talking smack on the side. I'm right here. It's like, dude, stop.
I only had one beer.
You're killing me, Smalls. Oh, man.
And he's like, hey, he's walking to the street, has the Super Bowl trophy. He's like, hey, can you hold this for a second?
Exactly.
No.
Still, before he went into the Cabo? Yeah, exactly. Still not as even close to Tom Brady tossing the Super Bowl trophy from boat to boat.
Okay.
That was a good one.
This is a
this is a saying, and I want you to tell me who you think had said this today. Very popular actor, sports person, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to say, but it's hard to do. The most important thing we can be in our lives is ourselves. At least if I fail, I fail being myself.
It was not Bob Huggins. I know that.
No, it was not Bob Huggins. Bob, okay. No.
Okay. Brian Ferentz.
An action hero.
Morton
Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
Nope. The Rock. Is there anybody that's more popular than him?
Eh.
You don't like The Rock?
He's getting.
So is he getting political?
No, he's everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, he's everywhere.
I give you that.
But I mean, he's what is it? XFL football.
He has a lot of money.
Well,
so he can help things.
Help things?
Well, he did. XFL.
And a lot of money helps things.
Dropped
that's
it.
What we're going with?
Well, the XFL is only on because he dropped money.
Okay.
To get it on. I mean,
do you watch the XFL?
I listened to a couple of interviews they did today on some shows that lead into our show.
What is it? Alex Kieran, the quarterback? Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Because he was he's going to get a chance. They think he may actually be on a NFL team next year because he was league MVP of
Hakeem.
The XFL.
I think Hakeem's got a shot at
making Hakeem Butler. Yeah.
I really do.
Yep. Then again, that's the St. Louis Battlehawks. That's actually, I've watched a little bit.
I caught myself going, oh my God, I'm
watching
you should be some offensive coordinator should be watching what they're doing.
Yes,
a lot of these teams.
I agree.
This one surprised me today. Happy birthday to old Mrs. Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin, who, and he takes a lot of guff, but he wins a lot of football games. He's only 48. It seems like he started coaching really, really young. And this was a funny one today, too. Will Levis, who did not have a good draft, but he was at, what do you call the, where you can hit golf balls, big place.
Top Golf.
Thank you. hey, at least we could play Password.
Yes, there you go.
The answer is Will Levis.
man, can he hit long drives?
The Password is.
Yeah, they had a bunch of videos of him, like 390, 400 yard drives, straight as an arrow. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. But you know what? Even John Daly says if you're not good from 100 yards in,
it doesn't matter. And putting. Putting's everything. I totally get that. Here's the reason everybody was. You're always asking, you know, why is Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Southern Cal, A&M, and LSU, why are they always on the tip of the tongue when it comes to the NCAA football? And when Iowa State gets a 5-star, it's a big deal. When Iowa gets a 5-star, it's a big deal. 2023 top 100 recruits. Alabama got 14, Georgia got 12, Texas got 8, Oklahoma got 7, Ohio State had 7.
Top 4, top 5? What'd you say?
2023 top 100 recruits.
Top 100 recruits, okay.
Southern Cal, A&M, and LSU got 5. Clemson, Tennessee, Penn State, Miami got 4. Oregon, 3. Notre Dame, Florida, and Ole Miss, 2. And one player in the top 100 was Cincinnati, TCU, Houston, Central Florida, Arizona State, UCLA. I'm looking at, and they're not names. They're symbols. And I'm trying to think with it. Colorado, Nebraska, K-State, Florida State, Michigan State, Auburn. And here's a really funny thing. You go, well, see, how can you compete not getting them? You know whose name was not on there? Michigan.
Oh, wow.
So maybe Jim Harbaugh is a better coach than what people think, that he doesn't need a whole bunch of 5-stars to beat up on.
Like I said, you know, some guys, it's easier to put together a team and win than it is to take names and try to rudder them into the win column. You know, sometimes you take away the whole, well, I got to get past the ego to find the player, whereas you just put the players in the positions to create the team.
I think that's the one thing I think you can say about Jim Harbaugh. I don't think he has an ego. You think he has an ego?
No, I don't think he's...
I mean, he's khaki. I'm mowing my yard. I make $50 million a year, and I'm mowing my yard. dude, I.
But they were at the, what game was I watching? They were at an MLB game. They were touring like New York or something like that. It was he and a bunch of the players from Michigan.
And this last thing, we've got about 5 seconds here, and it's a part of our program. It's the 50th anniversary of Title IX today, the federal civil rights law that removed barriers for girls and women in education and in sports. And look where we're at. And this state, of all states, may be the leader in that, which is pretty cool.
There you go.
Wrestling, women's basketball, gymnastics, tennis, golf, all of it. It's kind of cool.
Basketball? Did you say basketball?
Yep, basketball. It's great to have you in here today. You've been listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. We'll be in here tomorrow. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. See you then.